Good morning. It's 9:17 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Aaron Louie, and currently it's 6 degrees outside our East York studios. And in the news today, tragedy struck Lawrence Park yesterday. A woman died after a one-alarm fire started in her home. Her husband, who was also in the house, suffered burns to his body and was sent to hospital. In politics, the Harper government has lost their fight against Parliament. The Speaker of the Commons ruled yesterday that the Harper government must hand over uncensored documents on the Afghan detainees. The documents are believed to have information on the alleged torture of prisoners. The government and the House have 2 weeks to make the documents available to MPs while still protecting sensitive info. In other government news, Premier McGuinty may go ahead with his proposed sex education curriculum after announcing a rethink. The education minister announced yesterday it may not mean any significant changes. The Liberals are expected to have the new curriculum in place by fall, right on time for the new school year. Sex ed might be the least of children's problems, according to a physical activity report. The sixth report by Active Healthy Kids Canada says that only 12% of Canadian children are getting their 90 minutes of exercise. The report suggests more and more children are spending too much time doing less active hobbies. Other than the physical consequences of inactivity, experts say children often suffer emotional problems as well. And now turning to sports. Roger Federer witnessed a surprising defeat yesterday as he lost to number 40 Ernest Gulbis at the Rome Masters. Federer's loss comes after a one-month hiatus from singles tennis. East York's Eastern Commerce Collegiate Saints High School basketball team is off to the Ontario Federation of School Athletic Association, also known as OFSA, basketball championships again. This marks the third straight year that the team is off to the championships, which starts March 8th in Oshawa and involves all the top schools from all over Ontario. They defeated the Oakwood Barons 64-61 at the city championships held at Ryerson University's Kerr Center in downtown Toronto. According to head coach Kevin Jeffers, scores between the two have been close all year, so it has been fitting that they were to meet again in the final game. Jeffers says that while his team is young, only two players are returnees from last year's squad. They are well focused and knows what it takes to perform well at OFSA. UFC fighter Tito Ortiz was arrested Monday over alleged domestic violence. The Star reports that Ortiz is believed to have lashed out at his wife, Jenna Jameson, about her apparent drug addiction. The Toronto FC defend their Voyageur Cup title tonight as they face the Montreal Impact. After their unexpected win in the tournament last June, the TFC still remain confident. And now to entertainment. Looking forward to Caravana this summer? You should be, since the province announced yesterday an investment of $500,000 for the festival. The city makes about $440 million in revenue and employs about 6,800 people for Caravana each year. It was moving day for the Peanuts gang yesterday. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the rest of the crew were bought out for $175 million by Iconics Brand Group, the same company behind Joe Boxer. And that's all the news for now. For more, you can check out ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. This is Aaron Louie signing off. Thanks for listening and have a great day.